noticing the lonely without becoming intrusive. One of the most important skills in neighborhood pet-assisted chaplaincy is learning how to notice lonely people without becoming intrusive. That balance matters. If you ignore loneliness, you may miss meaningful ministry openings. If you push too hard into loneliness, you may make people feel watched, pressured, or uncomfortable. A chaplain has to know how to notice with gentleness. In neighborhood walking ministry, loneliness often shows up quietly. You may notice the same person sitting outside at the same hour every day. You may notice someone who is always watching from a window. You may notice a resident who starts stretching out conversations because there is not much else happening in the day. You may notice someone who talks to the dog with unusual intensity. You may notice someone who keeps returning to the same small contact because that contact means more to them than it appears to mean on the surface. These may be signs of loneliness, but signs are not the same as conclusions. That is where wisdom is needed. The course template for Topic 6 includes noticing the lonely without becoming intrusive for a reason. A strong chaplain does not assume too much, too quickly. A person may simply like being outside. A person may simply enjoy dogs. A person may simply be friendly. So what do you do? First, notice patterns, not just moments. One conversation may mean very little. Repeated patterns often tell you more. Second, respond proportionately. You do not need to move immediately into personal questions just because someone seems open. Often the best path is repeated, light, respectful presence. Third, let the person keep freedom. If someone wants a short conversation, let it be short. If they want to greet the dog and keep moving, let them. If they begin opening up slowly, do not rush the process. Fourth, listen for what is underneath ordinary words. Sometimes loneliness does not say, "I am lonely." It says, "It gets quiet around here." It says, "You're the only one I've talked to today." It says, "I miss when this place used to feel alive." It says, "Your dog makes the day feel different." Those are the kinds of moments a chaplain should notice carefully. But even then, you do not have to invade the person's privacy to care well. A gentle follow-up question may be enough. A warm greeting repeated over time may be enough. A short prayer, if invited, may be enough. Sometimes the most loving thing is not to force the moment into something larger, but to become a steady presence that makes future trust possible. This is especially important in apartments, retirement settings, and communities where people are visible to one another, but not deeply known. People may long for contact and still not want to feel exposed. That is why chaplaincy in these settings must remain dignified. Noticing is not prying. Availability is not pressure. Warmth is not intrusion. And the animal can help with that balance. The dog gives the interaction a natural shape. The chaplain does not have to create intensity. The moment can stay simple, light, and human. Then, when the time is right, that simple contact may open into something more meaningful. So remember this. Notice the lonely. But notice them with patience. Do not force closeness. Do not perform concern. Do not turn observation into intrusion. Let your presence stay calm, respectful, and believable. That kind of presence often becomes more welcome than a chaplain realizes.